Crime Alert, hourly update, breaking crime news now.
I'm Jennifer Gould. The stench of death hung heavy in the air of a Pennsylvania home, a grim secret that was finally exposed after its occupant was evicted. Elizabeth Jermy spoke to CBS KDKA News.
And it smelled very funny. It didn't have a very potent smell when we first went in, but upstairs in the one specific bedroom, it did smell.
When the landlord of the Cadogan Township property went to clean it, she was met with a smell so foul, it led her to a chilling discovery. The decomposing body of an infant wrapped in a towel inside a closet trash bag. That single horrifying find was just the beginning of a sickening investigation that would uncover three more tiny bodies, bringing the total now to four and unravel a mother's dark confession. On September 13th, the property owner called 911 to report the nauseating odor after she evicted 39-year-old Jessica Moffey for non-payment of rent. After the initial discovery, state police secured the scene and during a more extensive search found three additional infant bodies in the attic. The remains were concealed in separate tote bags, one wrapped in a towel and trash bag, the other in a bucket. Moffey, a mom of two living sons, was brought in for questioning, where she allegedly confessed to the concealed deaths. She told investigators she gave birth to all three infants at home. However, again, a fourth body has also just since been found. Neighbor Carmen Felix spoke to WTAE News.
How can you plop babies in a toilet? Yeah, it's just evil.
In a disturbing account, Moffey described giving birth to the most recent child about a year ago in the bathroom. The infant, she said, made noises after birth before she wrapped it in a towel until it stopped moving. She then placed the body in the closet where it was finally found. Police said Moffey also confessed to two earlier births in the same residence, admitting to suffocating each of those babies by wrapping them in towels before hiding their remains in the attic totes. Neighbors told local media they had no idea Moffey was ever even pregnant and that she seemed like a normal, struggling single mom. Moffey is currently held without bail in Armstrong County Jail, facing a homicide charge for at least one of the infants. Additional charges may follow pending forensic reports and autopsies. Moffey has been denied bond. Her next hearing is set for September 23rd. No word on a motive or who the father or fathers may be, as her current husband is behind bars. Moffey's two other children, ages 6 and 8, are now being cared for by Child Protective Services. More crime and justice news after this. A gut-wrenching 911 call from an off-campus apartment in Lexington, Kentucky, tore the lid off a horrific secret, leading police to the discovery of a dead newborn baby and the arrest of a college cheerleader. The infant found hidden in a closet was described as, quote, cold to the touch, end quote, a detail that points to a devastating timeline of events. The accused, 21-year-old Lakin Snelling, a former member of the University of Kentucky's stunt team, now faces felony charges in a case that has gripped the city. The grim call came in at 10:34 a.m. on August 27th from a residence on Park Avenue. Officer Don Evans spoke with Fox 56 News.
One thing we know, that a third party called the police or called 911 saying that they had found this baby.
The caller's name was redacted in the transcript. Dispatchers logged the complaint. A dead body was found in a closet. Lexington police, responding with emergency fire and medical crews, quickly confirmed the worst. Inside a black trash bag in the closet, they found the infant's body wrapped in a towel. The coldness of the body suggested the baby had been dead for hours before the discovery was made. Snelling, who was not at the apartment when authorities arrived, was located nearby and transported to police headquarters for questioning after she received medical treatment. She was arrested that same day. During police interviews, Snelling reportedly admitted to giving birth and then trying to conceal the evidence. Court docs reveal she confessed to, quote, cleaning any evidence, placing all cleaning items used inside of a black trash bag, including the infant, who was wrapped in a towel, end quote. The identity of the baby's father remains a mystery, though authorities have reportedly obtained a DNA sample from one of Snelling's ex-boyfriends, Isaiah Hall, a quarterback from another university, to determine paternity. Social media photos also show Snelling with another man, Connor Jordan, a former college basketball player, in what appeared to be a maternity shoot. A preliminary autopsy on the baby boy was inconclusive regarding the cause and manner of death. More tests are pending. Snelling was charged with abuse of a corpse, tampering with physical evidence, and concealing the birth of an infant. She pleaded not guilty on September 2nd and was released on a $100,000 bond. Snelling is currently on house arrest at her parents' home in Jefferson City, Tennessee, without an ankle monitor. Her preliminary hearing is set for September 26th. And finally, New Jersey is finally living up to its name, even in death. The Garden State just passed a law that legalizes human composting, a process that turns deceased loved ones into nutrient-rich soil. Forget being 6 feet under, now you can literally turn over a new leaf. This eco-friendly end-of-life option is a total game-changer. People have been begging for a more natural approach to burials, even shipping their relatives out of state just to get this service. It's a growing trend that's about to get real big in Jersey, with funeral homes getting ready to offer it to grieving families. The process takes a solid 45 days, but hey, you can't rush a good plot, right? While some might think it's a little dirt cheap, it's an innovative way for people to give back to the planet. This is one law that's sure to have some people digging the change, don't you think? For the latest crime and justice news, follow the Crime Alert Hourly Update on your favorite podcast app and watch Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on Fox One and YouTube and wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. With this Crime Alert, I'm Jennifer Gould.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.